Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location, default route. What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live from an undisclosed location. I have two intros that I usually go to like that. And I was wondering, why do I do the happy Friday or happy day it is and say I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell? Or do I say, what's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. That one. And I can see how my energy is different on those days. Today, last night I got a fairly good amount of sleep. I feel rested. It's Friday. I'm kind of excited for the weekend. Excited and leery for the weekend. Feel pretty good because yesterday in my battle to keep Mr. Scale telling me what I want to hear. I don't want to say it's a battle with Mr. Scale. Mr. Scale's just doing his job. I'm not battling Mr. Scale. It would be easy to put it that way, you know, for the sake of telling the story in the context. But let's just be honest, that's not the way it is. Mr. Scale is just doing his job. The battle is with me. Me and my consumption and my eating and my habits. That's where the battle is. The scale is just, it's a measurement, platonic measurement. Now, I do like when Mr. Scale tell me something nice versus when Mr. Scale tells me something that I would rather not hear. But then again, Mr. Scale is just doing his job. So last night, yesterday, I ate a meal. Yesterday, I ate a meal at 4 o'clock. I guess you could call it a meal. I was hoping it would just be a snack. But it looks like once I get in there and I start putting food in a bowl or a container, snacks become meals. And I'm actually watch and pay attention more to the portions. Yesterday's meal break, whatever, I want to pay attention to the portions because I really just wanted to put something in my stomach just a little bit and end up getting more than I kind of wanted to get. But it was good and it worked because after work, I wasn't ravenous. I just didn't run and jump and get something to eat, which usually becomes a bigger meal. Almost like a full-size dinner. In fact, I just think I grabbed some water, watched TV. Well, I didn't even watch TV. I just sat there with my mother for a while because I was tired. I was just flat and tired and out of it. So then I just, I think 9 o'clock, 9:30, I headed up to bed with, which eventually became was 4 pieces of processed American cheese, a few potato chips, and a sizable, I would have to actually say, probably a sizable amount of Wheat Thins, tomato basil, my favorite. A box of which I forgot I had left here my last trip, which was a very pleasant surprise. So that's basically all I had in the evening. And for me, that's a big leap. Usually I get down. You know, after work, I'm like, if I haven't eaten, obviously, so it's like 11:30 that morning, and I go after it. Like I'm ready to eat, and that meal is usually much, much bigger. Didn't have any sweets. You know, my Kool-Aid, my diluted Kool-Aid, And it seemed to have worked. I woke up this morning, went to bed, 218.6. My final weigh last night, it was about 10 p.m. or so. Woke up this morning, 216.8, which is very encouraging, at the least. It may even be a good way. I don't know. We'll see. 216.8. And yesterday, I predicted that I'd be 214.6, 214.8 when I got home yesterday, and I was. So it's quite possible I could be in the 212s. Definitely in the 213s when I get home today, which is not horrible. And if I can, and I'm definitely gonna go with the meals at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock is when I'm gonna have a meal or a snack, probably more of a meal, because it just so happens I have stuff in there. And I usually have stuff in there. Stuff that's not unhealthy or junk food. I usually have something like mixed vegetables and meat, kielbasa, or something like that. Something that's not too horrible. Maybe like some roasted chicken, or definitely something meat, raw food, not raw food, but definitely, something not fast food, not processed food so much. Even though frozen vegetables are probably processed. I get my frozen vegetables and I add marinara sauce or some cream of chicken or something like that to it. And I learned that I don't have to cook the vegetables. Basically, all I'm doing is thawing them out in the sauce, because I don't want them to cook. I just want them to thaw out. So if I really thought about it, I would just take them out of the freezer, let them thaw out, and then just add some marinara or something to it. Because I want them crispy. I don't want them cooked that much. Something like that during the middle of the day. Try to stay away from crackers and bread. I don't know if the word is carbohydrate, but, bread, or stay away from bread or cracker or something. Really. I guess I can call that a comfort food. Because I do love me some bread and crackers. No chips or nothing like that. So that kind of worked yesterday. Woke up 216.8 today on a Friday. And if I had been doing that earlier, if I had been doing that, you see her, she kind of jumped. I kind of startled her, I guess. And if I had been doing that earlier this week, I'd probably be in a much more advantageous position. Because after work Monday, I threw down. I fried me some tortilla shells and made chips. I had guacamole, sour cream, cheese, meat, and a big plate. Knowing damn well, but it was so good. It was so, so good. And after that, I ate marshmallows and cookies. So my Monday didn't start off like it should have. And probably thank God to the walking that I didn't gain weight, or I lost a little bit, or I didn't gain as much as I probably should have eaten like that. But that's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna try to do a 4 o'clock in my schedule. That'd be probably right after I get back from break. That'll be like right back when I get back from break. Have a meal. And then like an hour later. Actually, it should be before 4 o'clock. I like for it to digest a little bit before I go on my lunch walk, so I don't get that little cramp in my stomach. But something like that, I'll settle into a routine. But the idea would be to eat a meal or a snack in the middle of the day, in the middle of the work day, to satisfy my hungers. And we'll see how that works. Also, I was thinking, how come when I do these things, I don't say the date? You know, I don't say the date. I always say Happy Tuesday or Wednesday, or what's up, y'all, Wednesday or whatever. Day it is, but I don't say the date. I thought about that. Like today is July 26th. I could, you know, put that into the intro. All right, y'all. You know, what's up? Happy Tuesday, July 26th, or Happy Friday, July 26th, 2024. I don't put that in there. Also, I was considering thinking about, why don't I go live? You know? Why don't I go live on these things? And I thought about that, and I answered my question. Number one, well, the reason I really didn't go live in the beginning was because the quality of the video suffers when you go live. And I wanted the video to be intact and to be as sharp as it could be. And I had no problem with just recording it and uploading it. But doing that, you may lose audience engagement, or that immediate audience engagement, which kind of leads me back to a factor where I don't want to do it. But now, you know, the way I do these things, I just really want the audio out of these. I really just want the audio to turn into an audio podcast. That's really just what I want. So, because I got the video resolution turned way down, real small. So these files, they're really not that big. And I could probably make them even smaller, because it's the audio that I really, really want. Because, you know, you see me looking at it here. I mean, what is there to see? You know, just me walking. But, so that's the reason why I could probably go live now. And also, but the engagement. You know, when I'm walking and talking, do I want engagement? The answer is very probably no. Do I want people to pop in and say, hey, what's up? To where I feel obligated to having to respond? Or do I want to have people pop in and, I mean, assuming anybody will watch it anyway. Do I want people pop in, you know, and make comments this way or that way, and interrupt my train of thought? It's definitely more than just a light consideration that I want to be alone with my thoughts and control the narrative and discussion completely. But there's also an understanding that dealing with people, bringing energy and excitement that, you know, is like I said, the highest you can get. Like the highest you can get is I get. My peaks of excitement come with other people. like, you know, in groups or even one-on-one. So that's that. But it comes down to also, like I said, do I want people popping in here and there, you know, trying to get my attention and this and that? Answer's probably no. But that doesn't mean I have to go live all the time. I could have like special instances when I go live. Didn't have to be all the time. And that I definitely should consider. Just to see what it's like, you know, to be live and to get immediate audience response and all that. And I'm sure it'll bring some energy and excitement, and I definitely will get a high off of it. And also with going live, you kind of see who's watching. You'll see who's watching, who's not. It's kind of made public who's watching. And I'm sure there's ways people could turn that off and watch and not be noticing. And I don't even know if I want to know who's watching, to be honest. I really don't know if I want to know who's watching or not. Because these things really, really, really are about me. Hence, Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey on Jeffrey TV. Coming to you live on Memorex. So, that's kind of what I wanted to cover today. Those aspects of the whole Jeffrey Mitchell morning process. Health and dietary routine. Me being out here, hot, hot weather, long pants, long sleeve shirt, and a t-shirt under it, trying to get that sweat on, get that low number from Mr. Scale. Like I said, I know damn well that number ain't worth a damn, because I've come back, got on a scale, weighed myself, and did nothing but get in the shower, take a shower, get out, and weigh myself again, and had went up 0.4 pounds. So I know that number is bullshit. I call it an anomaly weight, but I don't care. I still like that low number. I still like seeing it. And it indicates trend. The lower, that low number may be inaccurate, an anomaly, but it is an indication. If I'm going up or down. And this week could have been a really good week. But I'm gonna start going for the meal, eating something during the day. I gotta, instead of starving myself and getting off work at 8 o'clock and trying to eat the whole kitchen. So we'll do it that way. Going forward, or just to see, you know, just to see how it goes. And I think it'll be beneficial. I think it'll work out. I think it's probably even more healthy in the long run and the short run. And just period, it's what everybody recommends, you know, not to starve yourself. That's like one of the first things you learn. Break your fast. Breakfast and to eat meals during the day, and then they got these new starvation diets or whatever, keto, and they got all kinds of diets, you know, they got them out there. You just got to find one that works for you, you know, whatever one it is. And it might be about faith and what you believe that works for you, one you can get on board with. It'll probably work for you for a while. You'll see how long it lasts, whatever works. So, I always like to come here, train, love the trains. Love the train tracks and the gates, train gates. Ding, 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 ding. Just the look of them and the whole thing. Always have. Always wanted to have one. A full scale. Not a full scale, but a train layout. Probably HO scale. Layout, 4x8 piece of wood, studied all that. I saw some, now they got some YouTube videos where they build them and you can watch them. And I watched one for like an hour. It's kind of detailed. The things he had to do, the things they did to get the different levels and the things they did with the wood and what they had to build. There's always stuff running around in the bushes out here. You see lizards all the time. And it's not that I think they're gonna get me or bite me. They startle me. You just hear something, you know, all of a sudden you're like into your own, I'm into my own thing, walking in my own world. Then you just hear something scatter by you or around you. And it kind of jolts you. Like when you walk out your apartment and somebody's standing there outside the door when you open it. You go boop. Something like that, you know. And also, though, could be a person now. Let's not forget that. Could be a person in there. So, you want to be aware, or you should be aware, of your surroundings at all times. Because you never know when something's going to jump off. And they say predators, people who prey on people, for whatever reason, can tell people who aren't aware of their surroundings. They have a demeanor or a way and they walk and move to kind of let you know that they're kind of lost or they don't know where they're at or they're, you know, trying to determine, unsure and all that. I don't think I have that. Not at all. It's the train, we just missed it. What time is it? Do I see the time? 10:02. I will show y'all. Can you see it? And I found these walks talking. Where I'm, you know, I got things set up. I got them, you know, they come out pretty good to a point that they can be marketable. The quality is enough. The ease of which I become accustomed, the ease to which I'm doing it. And I can just get out here and start talking. Let's get it down in digital. It's the easiest way. I used to type and write. I used to write a lot. I used to write a lot. And I was good at it. And I know I was good at it. But the video age came. And I'm like, you know what? I love brainstorming thoughts. I love just getting out there and being able to get these thoughts down without having the mechanics of writing them, which slows me down. I just can just fire off ideas and go in this direction, go to that direction, come back. And then, now with YouTube, you take these videos, you put them on YouTube, YouTube transcribes them fairly well. You flip that over to your AI, let AI summarize it. Shut up. Hell, you can even probably let AI correct all the errors and adjust all the typings and all that. And just publish it just as it is. You can probably, in fact, you can tell AI to do anything to it. And rewrite it and all that. And just double, you know, check it. Because you're talking, what, 30, 40 minutes of talking. So AI, go in there and pull out every point that I made and set it as a bullet point and break it down to subject matter. You can tell AI to do all that. And this is after you take a video, upload it to YouTube. YouTube transcribes it for you automatically. It's crazy. It's crazy. Especially when you know how to utilize the tools and things that are opportunities that are around you. You know, you're able to take advantage of technology as a tool to help you build. You don't have to do it by hand anymore. It's just pure efficiency. Reduce effort, time. Oh, another thing. I am downloading a copy of my Facebook. All my Facebook stuff, I did it all the time. Everything I ever did on Facebook, I'm downloading a copy. You tell it to build it. You tell it to create it, right? I think I had told it to start creating 2 weeks ago. I think it took 2 weeks to create this. It's like 70 files. Probably be over a half a terabyte, probably over 500 gigabytes of stuff. But I want it all. It's 70 files. So far, I think I've downloaded 37 or 39 of them. I only can download 3 at a time. What I do is I remote into my computer at home and let it run there on a separate computer, you know, undisturbed. Just let them run, download 3 at a time, go back in there, look at them, copy them, check them, 3 more. You get like 3, you get like 3 days to download it all. And I did all, I think I did half of them in 1 day, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. Then once I get them all downloaded, I'll take a look at them. Because I did it once, and they didn't give me the messages. It was just a lot of stuff. The chats was missing. It was just stuff missing. I was like, no. And so I went back in, and I clicked the specific stuff I want. I just clicked everything. I figured it would give you everything, but no, they just, the generic one, the generic download my information, just gives you pictures and photos and pictures and videos. No. I want everything. And that, I did that. That took almost like 2 weeks to create. And it says your download is ready. So I'll go download and see what we got. Go from there. Anyhow, I think I'm gonna edit this. Break out the good parts. Instead of having people having to listen to, wonder how I do that. See, if I edit it, do I get rid of the original file? I guess I could if I used all the parts. So I guess the idea would be to use all the parts. And that way I can get rid of the original file. Make sure I got every word, you know, saved in another file that I can get rid of. If I make multiple files, multiple clips out of it, make sure in those multiple clips, every word that I said from the original video is in it. that I can get rid of the original video. I can live with that. I think I'm gonna do that, pull out the, you know, different parts that I'm talking about. Because I have a external controller that has a scroll wheel and buttons on it. And I got the buttons macroed out into CyberLink Power Director, where I can hit one button and cut, one button cut, delete. I can, you know, rewind, fast forward, cut, delete, save. Save is a big one. Save is a big one. That one button save, oh my God, that's a big one. You'd be surprised to have that one thing where you can just hit like, boom, hit one button, and then it saves it. That, instead of having to reach over, hit Control S, or hitting Alt, save. Oh, it's a big, little things like that, they add up. They really do add up. I use the mouse and that one, mouse on my right hand, the controller on my left, and I can just really scroll through stuff and really edit very quickly, as opposed to just using the mouse and the keyboard. That one button thing is quick. Even though you can probably, even though there's still keyboard strokes, the controller is just emulating keyboard strokes, but I don't have to use two hands to do those strokes. I don't have to go Control S. I can just hit one button with one finger, boom. Without even looking, basically, just doosh. Otherwise, I would have to take my hand off the mouse, take my hand off the mouse, hold the control key down, and hit S, or hit Alt, F4, or hit this, or hit that. With the controller, boom. Single stroke, one button, boom. On to the next one. Well, anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I'm swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe, that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.